No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now. A tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show. For your convenience, we shall keep you informed of the remaining intermission time, 3 minutes before the next show starts. The next show will start in 2 minutes.
Just a minute, folks. Yes, that's all it takes to visit our refreshment counter in the lobby. There you'll find popcorn and an assortment of popular candy bars to please every taste. Try one of these delicious candy bars. Big Time, Butternut, Milkshake, Payday. Topped with Hollywood's super rich coating of the kind you like best. They taste wonderful. They're delicious. They're nutritious. Get one at our confection counter in the lobby now.
The next show will start in 1 minute.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Watch This on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hi, atop Curtis Hall in the Tufts University campus of Medford, Massachusetts. Again, my name's Chris Earle. I do this every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. I will be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. I am going to jump on board Derek's show tonight as he does a salute to consumerism. He basically tells you, hey, buy this gun, buy a Snuggie, buy a Vitamix, and I basically say, don't buy any of them. So that's going to happen from 7 to 9, but from 5 to 7, it is once again Watch This with Chris Earle. Five flicks today. Some about Thanksgiving, some about the Indians. All great movies. The first one is from 1970. Let's Watch This here with you until 7 p.m.
And 11 years ago, when I was 10 years old.
Between 1858 and 1878, Jack Crabb was an Indian warrior, a preacher's ward, a gunfighter, a drunkard, a hermit, and he tried to kill General Custer.
Take him away and hang him.
And you can believe as much of that as you want. Dustin Hoffman plays Jack Crabb.
Throw three.
And he plays him for real. After real, after real, after real. In Little Big Man.
Dustin Hoffman, real two.
These were human beings, my son. And now they're dead. Rubbed out by those ugly, unnatural creatures.
Why would they kill women and children?
Because they are strange. They do not seem to know where the center of the earth is. We must have a war on these cowards and teach them a lesson.
Dustin Hoffman, real five.
You bird! Got to cut your throat to get it through your head. I'm a white man.
White?
Sure I'm white. Didn't you hear me say, God bless George Washington? God bless my mother. I mean, now what kind of Indian would say a fool thing like that?
Dustin Hoffman and Martin Balsam, real seven.
You're improving, Jack. You just can't seem to get rid of that streak of honesty in you. The one that ruined you was that damned Indian, old Tiki.
You mean old Lodgkin?
He gave you a vision of moral order in the universe, and there isn't any.
Dustin Hoffman and Faye Dunaway as Mrs. Pendrake, real four.
You do realize, don't you, dear Jack, that the Reverend Pendrake is not altogether wrong. Well, Jesus is your savior. You do realize that, don't you, dear Jack?
Oh, Lord. Yes, Miss Pendrake.
Are you thinking of Jesus, Jack?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But you mustn't fib to me, you know.
Oh, no. I love Jesus and Moses and all of them.
Dustin Hoffman and Wild Bill Hickok, Real Nine. Dustin Hoffman and General Custer, Real 13.
Take my advice. Go west.
West! Oh!
Oh! My wife, she's awful scared of him.
My dear woman, you have nothing to fear from the Indians. I give you my personal guarantee.
For Christian America! Let your arrows fly, savages! I am on board!
Arthur Penn, who gave you The Miracle Worker, Bonnie and Clyde, and Alice's Restaurant, has created 15 reels of motion picture entertainment called Little Big Man.
Oh!
Oh, you devil!
Oh! Oh!
Onward! To Little Big Horn!
We'll be right back.
right, the first movie is from 1970. I got five flicks for you today. I'm going to go in sequential order for you like I normally do here on Watch This. The first movie is Little Big Man, directed by Arthur Penn, produced by Stuart Miller, screenplay by Calder Willingham, who also wrote the book. I believe he was part of the book. The book was by Thomas Berger, Little Big Man. Stars Dustin Hoffman, Faye Dunaway, Chief Dan George, who was up for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor as the grandfather of Cheyenne tribe. Is that right? Is it the Cheyenne? Am I messing up my Indians? The human beings. That's what they call them. The human beings. Distributed by National General Pictures, it came out December 23rd, 1970. There's an uncut version, which is 147 minutes, but the running time was 2 hours and 19 minutes. It's about 121-year-old Jack Crabb, who's Dustin Hoffman, oldest living man in the world. He's residing in a hospice, and he tells the story of his life to a curious historian who seems to have an opinion of him, and he decides to set the record straight. So he talks about growing up and meeting Wild Bill Hickok and fighting with and alongside General George Armstrong Custer, who's the fabulous Richard Mulligan in this. Just a very great movie. This reminds me a lot of later movies, Forrest Gump and Big Fish. If you remember Big Fish, is a Tim Burton movie from the 2000s, I believe. And, of course, Forrest Gump was from 1994. Borrows a lot from Little Big Man. One of the interesting things about this movie, it's a Western, but it's also a drama, it's an adventure, and it has a lot of comedy in it, and it jumps all around. A lot of places gave it 10 out of 10 and 4 stars, a lot of critics, I should say. To obtain the hoarse voice of a 121-year-old man, Dustin Hoffman screamed at the top of his lungs for an hour, and then he played the role. It was released on VHS and DVD and in the U.S. on a Blu-ray, but you can see it for free if you have Amazon Prime. This is one of my favorite movies. I hadn't seen it in a while, and I rewatched it last week, trying to get some flicks together for Thanksgiving. And this was one of them. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a minute, but it's among AFI's 400 movies nominated to be on their list of America's Greatest 100 Movies. Rotten Tomatoes reports 24 out of 25 people give it a strong review. I have something special here. This is kind of interesting. This is from a guy named DJ Hybrid, who said this is one of his favorite movies, and he decided to put together a composition based on Little Big Man. So let's check this out, and I'll be back in a moment and tell you a little bit more about Little Big Man from 1970, starring the wonderful Dustin Hoffman with Faye Dunaway and Richard Mulligan as General George Armstrong Custer. Watch This is here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford, Massachusetts.
Don't you remember me? This hurts me in my heart. I think I'll cry.
Are you calling me a liar?
No.
Huh?
No.
the last train. Well, Mr. Crab, I'm more interested in the primitive lifestyle of the Plains Indian.
Don't you remember me?
Pretty good. It's kind of fun. Anyway, that's a little tribute to Little Big Man by a guy named DJ Hybrid. I'm going to put a little more stuff from Little Big Man on in the background here, and we'll tell you a little bit more about the movie. There we go. So again, this came out in 1970. Faye Dunaway is very good in this as Louise Pendrake, Ms. Pendrake. She becomes the adoptive mother to Dustin Hoffman, and then she becomes a, well, I don't want to give it away, spoiler alert, but she meets him again along the way. What's great about this flick is it's kind of a spun yarn turned into an epic. That's what Roger Ebert liked to call it, but he gave it 4 stars out of 4 stars, and Time's Vincent Canby, I believe it was Time Magazine's, Vincent Canby also liked the movie very much, and... New York Times, he gave, it said, is Arthur Penn's most extravagant and ambitious movie, an attempt to capture the essence of the American heritage in the funny, bitter, uproarious adventures of Jack Crabb. And Roger Ebert said, Little Big Man is an endlessly entertaining attempt to spin an epic in the form of a yarn. Again, Chief Dan George nominated for Academy Award as Best Actor in a Supporting Role. He's great as the grandfather in this, becomes the adopted grandfather of Dustin Hoffman, who gets taken by the Cheyenne Warriors as a young boy when he's 10 years old. And again, he's 121 in the hospice, and he starts to tell his story to a historian who has an opinion of him and decides to set the record straight and put it on tape for him. So you get to hear him as an old man throughout the film as a narrator, as he talks about being a drunkard, being a gunfighter, meeting Wild Bill Hickok. It's really a fun movie. But there's also points in this of drama, but as well as a lot of humor in it. But there's points where it's just heartbreaking, and it's considered one of the very first anti-establishment films of the period, which of course it came out in 1970, so the Vietnam War was going on. So it indirectly protested Americans' involvement in Vietnam War by portraying the U.S. military negatively. General Custer's just a complete buffoon in the movie, and just believes that he's fantastic.
Anyone who'd pay $50 for a cab.
And he basically argues with his military men along the way, and Dustin Hoffman as well. Great flick. See it. It's got a lot of layers to it. I'm going to move on for sake of time to the next flick from 1972. But again, Little Big Man from 1970, one of my favorite movies and one of the 5 flicks I picked today for Thanksgiving, of course, because of its role of the Cheyenne and Dustin Hoffman becoming a Cheyenne warrior, who was, of course, brought up by whites to the first 10 years of his life, then becomes a Cheyenne warrior and then goes back to the whites and then comes back. And it says a lot about prejudice, says a lot about the U.S. military, but it's also really funny. And it's got a lot of great moments in it. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. It was filmed again in 1970. One of the 2.5-hour films of the era not to be shown with an actual intermission. It was shown in its full length. You know, back then they used to have road shows and have intermissions. But this one, you had to sit through the whole thing. And that's what I did earlier this week when I rewatched it again. Anyway, Dustin Hoffman, Little Big Man, 1970. First of my five flicks today. We'll move on to the one in 1972. And again, you can find this on Amazon Prime. So if you want to sit down and watch this with some family members or friends for Thanksgiving, it's a good Thanksgiving movie. Little Big Man, 1970. Watch this here with you till 7 p.m.
Des Jahres 1560 erreichten wir die letzte Passhöhe des Andengebirges und sahen zum ersten Mal in den gelobten Urwald hinab.
Im Fluss kommt niemand lebend hinunter.
Und ich sag dir, es geht doch. Von jetzt an geht es bergauf.
Jetzt geht es bergab.
So kann es nicht mehr weitergehen, Männer. Das Gelände hier ist so schwierig, dass wir einfach nicht mehr weiterkommen.
Hier sind überall Indianer. Aguirre wagt nicht, sich jemals gegen die spanische Krone zu erheben.
Wir sind hier nicht in Kastilien.
Und ich sage, wir können unsere Aufgabe so nicht erfüllen.
Und ich sage, wir erobern jetzt auf eigene Faust.
Sei ruhig, Aguirre!
Ist noch jemand da?
Er macht so weiter, wie er angefangen hat. Du bist meine letzte Hoffnung.
Du weißt, mein Kind, für das Wohl unseres Herrn war die Kirche immer auf der Seite der Starken.
Werden wir über diesen ganzen Kontinent herrschen? Wir halten durch. Ich bin der Zorn Gottes.
Aguirre, Wrath of God from 1972 is flick number two here on Watch This with Chris Earle of my five flicks today. This is a great, great movie. Let me put in a little bit of music by a band called Popol Vuh. Aguirre, they did a whole album called Aguirre, parts 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to have you listen to a little bit of this, and then I'm going to come back and tell you a little bit more about Aguirre, Wrath of God by Werner Herzog from 1972. And if you didn't notice, the trailer was in German. It is a German flick here on Watch This, WMFO Medford. Here's Popol Vuh with the soundtrack of Aguirre.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Aguirre, The Wrath of God from 1972 by Werner Herzog, one of the great, great German directors of our time. You might know him from the YouTube video, Wer's Falto. But he did so many great, great flicks. He's done Grizzly Man, one of my favorite flicks. He also did this. He did Nosferatu. He did a whole bunch of stuff with Klaus Kinski, who is also in Aguirre, and he plays the main role of Aguirre. So this movie is basically about Spanish conquistadors, and it won 4 awards in when it came out. It won the French Syndicate of Cinema Critics Award for Best Foreign Film. At that time, it was a West German film. This is before Germany became Germany. It was a East and West Germany at that point. German Film Awards in 1973, Best Cinematography for Thomas Mank, and Outstanding Feature Film for Werner Herzog, and Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role for Klaus Kinski. Was also nominated for a number of other awards. The cinematography is fantastic in it. The very beginning of the flick, and I ended up posting this, you can find the actual entire full movie out there on YouTube, and you can actually find this. I'll post it to the Watch This Facebook page for you. But it basically is the entire movie with English overdub. I watched the original German version again this week. One of my favorite flicks, I saw this for the first time in my German film class when I was out at UMass when I was about, I think I was 19, yeah, I was 19 years old. I was blown away by it. I was 18 years old, actually. I was blown away by it. And I went and purchased this on video. I got it on DVD, and I watch this usually every year. The very first shot, they're coming down the mountains into the jungle. And the way that it's shot, it's like a descension into hell. And they also call it a descension into madness, which is what it kind of is. There's a whole bunch of people that are following the conquistador. Aguirre is second in command, and he has a Spanish nobleman who he's following, and they decide to break up at the very beginning of the flick. They're bringing like horses and cannons and things through the mud of the jungle, and they decide to stop, and the leader decides, let's break it off into 40 people. That includes the Inca slaves who had been at that point made slaves by the Spanish, who were overtaken by the Spanish, so now they're all slaves. And there's a bunch of slaves in this flick, and they decide to have 40 people go down the river to try to find food. And they're looking for El Dorado, the city of gold, which the Inca warriors had made up as a lie to get the Spanish to look for it. So it's all based on a lie. And they come in. The budget was $370,000. And it made back its money over the years. But Werner Herzog was only 28 years old when he made this movie. So it follows the travels of the Spanish soldier Lope de Aguirre, who leads a group of conquistadors down the Orinoco and Amazon River in South America in search of the legendary city of gold, El Dorado. And again, soundtrack composed by West German progressive krautrock band Popol Vuh. Krautrock was an experimental rock that developed in Germany in the late 1960s and coined by an English-speaking music journalist in the early 70s as a humorous label for a diverse range of German bands whose music drew on sources such as psychedelic rock, avant-garde electronic music, funk, minimalism, jazz, improv, and world music styles. The music is super important to this movie, too. It just puts you in a sense of dread. The entire movie. It's a tough one to watch. At moments, it's like super violent, but there's just this tension, and what happens with the crew is just heartbreaking as it goes on and on. But it's interesting seeing like what Klaus Kinski does in this role. He was notorious for being just a complete jackass on set and getting into arguments with Werner Herzog as well as all the actors and actresses on there. If you see this movie, though, Aguirre's visual style and the narrative elements in it, huge, huge influence on Apocalypse Now. So if you see Francis Ford Coppola's 1979 Apocalypse Now, it goes right back to 1972's Aguirre, The Wrath of God, or Aguirre, Der Sohn Gott, is what it is in German. Just fantastic when they get on the raft and they're going down the Amazon, and you just don't see the enemy. The enemy is hiding out on the shores and in the jungle, and then all of a sudden, you know, an arrow will come out of nowhere. At one point, a whole bunch of spider monkeys take over the raft toward the end of the end of the movie, and you're not sure if they're actually there or not. It becomes kind of hypnotic, and everyone has fever, and everyone's slowly dying on the raft, and Aguirre sees a boat that's up in a tree, and there's a canoe attached to it, so they're wondering whether to get the boat up in the tree, if it's attached to it, or if it's actually even there, since they're all violently sick and dying of fever and trying to find El Dorado. It says a hell of a lot about greed, too, and the conquistadors, and just the vision of moving on and on for their fame and glory. And at one point, they renounce Spain and name Aguirre does the very sly thing of naming a fat nobleman as the emperor, so everybody's attention goes on this guy to hate instead of him. It's just a great, great flick. You got to check it out. And I can't say enough good things about Aguirre, The Wrath of God. Let's listen to a little bit more of that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it before we move on to flick number three. So again, Aguirre, Wrath of God, 1972. Werner Herzog, director, stars Klaus Kinski, Roy Guerra, Helen Rojo, as well as others. It's Watch This here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. Thanks for sticking around. Listening to Popolva, which is the soundtrack to Aguirre, The Wrath of God. There's also a point in the flick where they're playing the panpipes, and Aguirre wants this one slave who plays the pipes to soothe the men And it's just such a bizarre but fun scene. There's actually some moments in it that are pretty funny. It's pretty dark, and there's this sense of dread, but there are some lighthearted moments in there. If you like some kind of dark or wicked humor, like Geary has his second in command who always starts singing to himself, but right before he does something terrible to one of the other people or groups within the group, which is always interesting. Like at one point, there's a raft that gets lost, and they're trying to save it because the first in command wants to save the people on the raft. There's seven soldiers as well as two slaves on the raft that get stuck early on in their adventure away from the main group. And then they basically get stuck in a corner, and they can't get out of it. They can't paddle out of it. So they're stuck overnight for a couple of nights. And the first in command wants to go save them, and Aguirre just says, let them die. And that's where there's kind of some of the funny parts in it, because Aguirre's seen it all. And, you know, he's the soldier, and he just knows there's no chance. And they're just going to waste their own lives by trying to go save them. So at one point, he hires his second in command to go and have a little accident and blow the cannon off, decide to blow the cannon off to deal with what happens on the raft there. So one of those scenes, as well as another scene where he actually says to the guy, well, maybe that guy may lose his head. And then the second in command goes off to take care of something in that regard. But again, just a very haunting but visually beautiful movie as well. There's moments where it's just gorgeous, and then there's other moments where it's just disgusting. And you actually see, you know, the raft, and they're going down, you know, this murky, muddy water, and there's, you know, there's rats, and, you know, there's all kinds of other little critters, like the spider monkeys. At one point, they show a sloth, but they actually have this horse on a raft, and this was before all the was the ASPCA, is that what it is, the ASPCA, before the movement of all the animal protection. And I don't know if that's the right thing, ASPCA. I think that's right. I don't know. Let me look it up. Yes, ASPCA. So there's one point where the horse is literally almost like knocked out. And it falls a bunch of times. And then there's one point at the end of the movie where he picks up a spider monkey, and it actually defecates all over him. If you look close, it actually defecates on him. And then he flings the thing, like, off the screen. I'm like, what? But check it out. It's a great, great flick. And again, because of the early stages of the Inca warriors and the slaves, the Indians there, I figured I'd throw this one in for, you know, a good flick for Thanksgiving. Not something to watch with the kids, but for the grown-up adults, maybe after the kids have gone to sleep and you're enjoying yourself with some turkey sandwiches and some leftovers, throw on a gear and check it out. It's a great flick. And again, the relationship between Klaus Kinski and Werner Herzog is just all-time crazy between the two of them. He actually made a movie called My Favorite Fiend, a documentary Herzog did for his friend, but also his frenemy, I guess, Klaus Kinski, who was just notorious for not getting along with people. And the guy just led such an interesting life. He was in the German army. He was captured by the British, then became an actor after that. Was in 140 films. Also something to watch there again, Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now. If you've seen it, based on Hearts of Darkness, it has so much influence from, it was so influenced by Aguirre. A lot of visual moments that look almost just like something out of Apocalypse Now. Anyway, check it out, Aguirre, The Wrath of God. Let's move on to flick number 3. I think you're going to recognize this one. It's from Paramount Pictures. It's Watch This with Chris Early with you till 7 p.m. Next movie is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
hailed a cab on Park Avenue this afternoon, and before I could get in it, you stole it.
You're the guy who tried to get my cab. I knew I knew you, yeah. You scared the bejesus out of me.
Travel. Some people get delirious. Some get delayed. And some get Del Griffith.
American Light and Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
Neil Page got all three.
I was on my way home to spend a nice holiday with my family. Instead, I'm in a motel bed with a stranger.
So instead of Thanksgiving with his family, he's spending 3 days with the turkey.
Happy clans just whistling down the road.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Cornish family.
Paramount Pictures presents
Wilma!
Steve Martin.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
Are you mad at me?
John Candy.
Hallelujah.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
In a new film by John Hughes, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the Marconi family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a yabba-doo time, you'll have a gay old time.
Play with your balls a lot.
I do not play with my balls.
Larry Bird doesn't do as much ball handling in one night as you do in an hour.
Are you trying to start a fight?
No, I'm simply stating a fact, that's all. You fidget with your nuts a lot.
You know what would make me happy?
Have a couple balls and an extra set of fingers?
Pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Oh, no! No!
Oh!
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Flick number 3, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, my favorite Thanksgiving movie from 1987. Here's Ray Charles.
You can talk about the pit, barbecue. The band was jumping, the people too. Mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced, you can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Around. Now let me have it, that boy.
Testicles before. Lucky thing for you, that cop passed by when he did. Otherwise, you'd be lifting up your schnutz to tie your shoes. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Do you have any idea how glad I am I didn't kill you?
Don't you have any idea how glad I'd be if you had?